In silence. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin the morning first class. Let's sing hymn 355. Sing hymn 355. Let us kneel down and pray together.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I share the book of John. Because I am the resurrection and the life, and then after that, I am anybody know after that? I am the way and truth and life. A way and truth and life. I'm not the morning person, so it's, I'm thinking. I'm the way and truth and life. Because we use this word, I am the truth, and I'm the way and truth and life. If you look at the chapter 14, book of John, Jesus explained to his disciple that do not worry. I go and prepare the kingdom of heaven, and then after I prepare a place for you, and then I come back and bring you to my place. It is great comfort. It is great encouragement. It tells us we inherit the kingdom of God, which means we are very rich. We are millionaire, it reminds us. So we don't have to worry about it. Sometimes when we encounter difficulties, when you have a trouble in your life, we're trying to easily compare with other people. Why me? You know, sometimes it happens. But remember, Jesus gave us very precious encouragement. Our ultimate destiny is, we can say, is a fixed. So we are predestined, we can say. Predestined doesn't mean that we are just, you know, just like a robot, Jesus control us, that we go there. It requires our will. This is the whole picture. You know, when you look at the Israel, the 40 years of this their journey in the wilderness, God led them by the column of fire cloud. Clear, this is you're supposed to submit to this, and then you follow this, then you will reach to the promised land. And anybody against it, anybody reject it, then they cannot reach up to the promised land. But this the this is what God predestined his chosen people. This is the way. So we can understand our way is fixed. It's there. But it requires our submission. So once we look at the Bible, because we know Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exaltation of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. Here, the Paul mentioned that for our citizenship is in heaven. So this is a predestined. It means a predestined. One time I visited Korea. That's a something like a 4 years ago, I think. My whole family visit Korea. It was a great decision because a lot of expense. Flight is very expensive. Only myself pay by the Korean GA because I go help. There's a three spiritual convocation, and then because I want to introduce to my wife, this is my country where I came from, and I want to let my kids know that this is where I came from, and I visit there. End up, I find out there everything is changed. I'm looking for place in Seoul, everything is changed. After 16 years, everything is changed. Actually, I'm scared to ride a bus because they all changed the name, I mean the numbers, and the subway, I'm scared because there are already several other, you know, the line. It's quite scary, actually. Everything has changed. And then I realized I'm a stranger in Seoul, Korea. I learned that. And then I learned that I want to go home. But I come to the United States. This is not my home either. Because I'm Asian. This country is not belongs to me. I learned that even though I have a U.S. passport, I realize I'm a kind of whole life stranger turned to be. I wasn't born here, and so I realized I'm not belongs to here too. Then I realized, I have to define myself. Where's my citizenship is? And this verse really encourages us. And our citizenship is in heaven. So if you look at the first, where's it mentioned that you're a chosen race and royal priesthood? You belongs to God. I'm sure because you know, right? But, yeah, thank you. So we as our Christian, especially we as the children of God, we have to clarify our identity. If we cannot clarify our identity, we cannot see the way. We choose the way in your life. Once you reach upon your age to go to college, and then you finish your college, then you have to choose your way. Because there's your value, there's your meaning. You find a meaning out of your way. So I hope you can choose the right path in your life. Truly you can invest your entire life so that there is a gain out of there. You know, our life is like a businessman. We are businessmen. Anybody here major for your a business major? Thank you, because not that many. I was a business major. Somebody at the time, so when I took the class, one of the teachers, what is your major? I say, at that time, I cannot bring up, you know, my major. Say, making money. It says, business major, making money. So fleshy and so worldly, but we have to define our direction, our invest, our entire life. Then you gain your profit out of there. You find out yourself who you are. So hope that you can lead by the Spirit of God, and you can follow the direction of what Jesus showed us. And those who want to be a disciple of me, you have to deny yourself and carry the cross and follow me. It sounds simple and easy, but once we get into this life, there's a way you have to pay the price. Don't think that this way is very easy going. This is like a comfortable, this is entertainment. It's not like we come to the Lord, we can entertain ourselves. Actually, we can strive hard. Yeah. So, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, here says, work out the salvation with fear and trembling. This is our attitude. When you walk in this way, Jesus mentioned that walk in the narrow way. You are in this narrow way. You can walk this way. Way, there's a lot of restriction, it seems like, because we have flesh. Actually, walking in the God's way, there is a restrictions, maybe, as a flesh that we have. But this way is the truth. This is the only way. Once you walk in this way, you can see the glory of God. This is the way of your true faith. Without faith, we cannot walk this way. There's a lot of things in this world, a lot of temptation, a lot of obstacle, we can say, and also a lot of enemy out there. Sometimes our own self become enemy. We have a flesh within ourselves. So our own self to be enemy. And also Satan out there seeking us. When there's a see the chance and Satan coming in to destroy our purpose and destroy our will to walk in this path. So we have to be careful. And also in this word, W-O-R-L-D, word. Don't follow there. You only find out the vanity. I know it's. If you are the business major, making money, they offer to God. It doesn't mean that you make your life to be poor so you can be like a beggar. The thing is a priority in your life. If you're seeking God, then everything in this world just become the instrument in this world. Using all the things that are given in this world as an instrument to reach to God, to glorify God. You know that the Talmud, the wisdom of Jewish people, there's a two way of life. One is the money. They're making like this way. I know this is the book of John, but we can talk about it.
This is 25 cents a coin. I try to draw. This is a happy life because the coin itself become a tool. But another person. This is two way of life. Christian life, this is the first one. Second life is the only lonely people's life.
The 25 cents become a burden for their life. But some people,
25 cents is a tool for them to use it for the reach to their destinies.
So the way is the Bible telling us, seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. And then He will provide us everything, rest of them. Also, what Bible mentioned, that once you find out the treasure, hidden treasure, that you pay everything, you offer everything, you buy, because you find out the true values there. If you are the businessman of selling and buying the pearl, you find out the true pearl. Anyway, precious stone. And then you know this, you selling me this worth of $10,000, but you selling me $1,000, I go now and withdraw the money. Oh, I use the credit card, I buy it. It makes sense, right? If you're a businessman, you invest. So find out the way that you invest entire your life, you're worth it. But because we invite you, come to the Lord. So you can choose the way that Jesus leads us. This is the true way. But what is the way we can say this is the way of the love? God is love. We follow Him. We motivate by His love. We follow this way. It requires our giving up our own flesh. So we can say deny ourselves. Deny ourselves is not that we can just cross out our identity. Deny ourselves, that deny our flesh desire. It makes sense? Galatians chapter 5, they mention the two desires. One is the desire of the Holy Spirit. The other one is the desire of the flesh. It's up to you to choose your way, right? It's up to your way to put your value. If you put your value to your flesh, then the flesh control your life. But if you put your desire, if you put your the value into the desire of the Spirit of God, then this becomes your value. They lead your life. So that's your choice. Once you look at the John chapter 13, John chapter 13 is a very simple chapter, right? This is the only one chapter we know. If you do not know, then all the spiritual convocation, then you sleep that during the foot washings. That's why you cannot remember. John chapter 13, Jesus loved them to the end. Even he washed the Judas Iscariot, the feet. Later, Jesus explained about his Jesus mentioned about the love each other. So I give a new commandment, so that you can love each other, so that people know that you are my disciple. Love is the major investment, you and I. I still a long way to go. My love is not enough. But we can continue to improve ourselves. Our love, not only we are limited our love to our own family. It's a given. We can love our own family, but we can extend our love to all the church brothers and sisters, even to outside. This spirit is the way we can preach the gospel. Without this love, we cannot accomplish the will of God. So this is the way Jesus explained to us. This is the way. Love is not the simple. Love it requires a lot of cultivations. Love requires build yourself, your character, like reach to the image of divine natures. In Second Peter, Peter defining of this divine natures. So he encourages us, partaker of the divine nature. That's a Christian life. That's the way. So end up what Peter mentioned, the image of the Christians is we can be love. Love itself. To reach up there, love your brother, love your sister. That's our goal to be. Once we know how to love our God, I mean love our neighbor, then naturally we love our God too. This is our path. One time, Jesus, there's a young rich man came to Jesus. How can I obtain the eternal life? Matthew 19 says, how can I obtain the eternal life? And then, keep the commandment of God. Or I keep all the commandment of God from my childhood. So anything lack of my life, if you want to be complete, and then you sell all your property, and then give it to the poor, and then you follow me. It's a challenge. Truly you can do it, then I'm sure you truly love me. That means you can walk my path. Then you are qualified to follow my path. That's what Jesus actually challenged him, invited him. So in your life, God, I hope that God bless you so all of you can drive the Mercedes. But don't forget yet, at the same time, there's people out there need your help, and that's not your priority in your life. And priority is we can please God, we can glorify His name. If we forget about this part, then all your glory, maybe in this world you can see the glory, but you cannot enjoy the glory. That's become a worldly glory to be. But once you're seeking the heavenly glory, then God will provide everything for you. You know that when Solomon, he forget about, forget God in his life, actually all the things belongs in his life, it turned out to be nothing. You look at the, in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanity and vanity. Under the sun, everything is vanity. He tried everything. He tried to please his life with everything. Because he has money. He has power. But if you only you have money, then it's very hard to enjoy. Once in this country, I say, if you do not know culture of this country, if you do not know how to enjoy, money alone cannot make us to enjoy, actually. Power, because wisdom, because Solomon has everything. So he know how to enjoy himself. So, but yet, end up he find out there's empty hands, grabbing like air. So because you are young, mostly young, right? Not that old like me. But my wife told me because my face is not that, what do you call it, not like my age. But that's encouragement. But then the white hair keep coming, growing up. But I end up find out life, if we seeking in this world, it's just really empty. Because one day we have to leave this country. One day we only need a little space in the graveyard. Somebody making the coffin, but of course price is all different. What kind of coffin you choose to be there, but life is like this. Yeah. Because many times I follow a church member when one of them is passed away, then I go with them to the mortuary or things, so we can just find out which coffin. I already choose the one in my mind, because I don't want to get into the coffins. I want to cremate myself to be as ash to spread away. They just forget about my life in this world here, because that's not big deal, because my soul is deal. Because my soul go to heaven, then in a paradise, that's it. That's my my hope to be my destiny. Because we have a citizenship in heaven, there where I belongs to. So this is my way. And also the truth. That's what Jesus, he himself is the way, and he is the truth. Truth. You know, the Pilate later, Pilate asked Jesus, what is the truth? Pilate, he received all the education from the Romans, under the Roman education system. I think he received a high education. He cannot still define the truth. When Paul, converted Christians, he received a high education, but he doesn't know what is the truth. That's why he persecuted the Christians. And Pilate also, he received a high education in this world, but he cannot define the truth. He asked Jesus, what is the truth? But Jesus didn't answer, actually. The truth so far he preached to all the people. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the truth? Truth? When we are in the truth, you can feel the freedom. Then is the truth freedom, then it is a truth. When you are binding with that, you cannot find out the you cannot find out the true freedom, then that's not a truth. You know, once a husband and wife, we love each other. When I stay with my wife, then I can feel the full of freedom. That means I love this woman. Because I can devote with her for the rest of my life. So when I stay with her, I feel the full of freedom. Full of freedom. So truth. You think about truth. You shall know the truth. Truth makes you freer. If you can feel the freedom out of the truth, then God. Because, you know, if you alcoholic, for example, they keep on drinking. Oh, once they're drinking, I have so free my life. No, they are binding of the control by the alcohol. Because I'm helping in Chicago. There is the neighbor, parents, they're knocking the door, and because it was a nighttime, knocking the door. They came to me. They come from South America, but both the husband and wife, they came to visit. And can I talk to you, sir? Yeah, you can go ahead. And husband is retired, so wife was about to, so they want to go back to their country after this year. But they have a problem. They only own their one son have a trouble because he is alcoholic. And he have gone through, he lost all the friends and cannot hear himself. He's very talented son, very musically talented, but he become an alcoholic. So even the parents cannot control him. And so he asked me to, can you help him? I hope I can help him if he's open his heart. So I try. So about two times I visit him. I talk to him. He tell me, cycle is coming back. And then he, I have to get out of this. I have to get out of this. So he just break and all the bottles and threw them away. Yet, after a few months, it coming back. So he willing to. Actually, his hands go to touch. End up destroy himself. No more friends with him. He himself, even he trying to commit suicide. He cannot control. And even he tried, what we call the AA, the water control, the alcohol, you know, those alcoholic people gather together to encourage each other, do not walk away from the alcoholic. But it didn't work for him, he says. Control. Freedom is very precious. Freedom means you have a strength, inner strength. What is it? Because we are being controlled by something in your life and my life. But it is truly that things that control is from above or in this world. You have to find out. Look at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 from verse 15. Romans chapter 6 from verse 15. What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? May it never be. Verse 16. Do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as a slave of obedience, you are slave of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or the obedient resulting in righteousness. Verse 18, we skip to 18, and having been freed from sin, you became slave of righteousness. There's a two way. You can be a slave of righteousness, or you can slave of sin. Sin is a strong force. Sin is powerful enough to control our life. So if you are sin, sin is very close in your life. Turn away. That's the way, only way. If you already dipped into your feet or your hands onto the sin, repent. Truly repent. Turn around. If you have a secret sin within your life, maybe nobody knows, but God knows that. Repent from your heart. Come back to God. That's the only way that you can have a life. And freedom, I mentioned that when Israelites, they crossed the Red Sea, actually they become a free man. God gave them a free choice. Whether they can cross the Red Sea or not, it's up to their decisions. If they stay before the Red Sea, they resist themselves not to cross the Red Sea, still they die anyway. Right? The behind the force of enemy, which is Egyptian's army coming to catching them, bring back under their slavery. So crossing the Red Sea is our decision with our faith. So you and I, we become a free man. When we cross the Red Sea, we experience of the born-again Christians at that time. This is the truth. Anybody who do not go through this born-again Christians, then they cannot experience true freedom. So once you and I, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are truly the free man. You know the word 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, the new things have come. If any man is in Christ, then you're a free man. Because you know your heart, what the desire of in your heart. That's a Philippians that we read in chapter 2. We read, but in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, if you go back, then 2:13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." So Philippians chapter 2:13 there, "For it is God who is at work in you." So within our step, you find out the will of God within you to pull you to this, the direction of God. That means you have a freedom, actually. Because you're strong enough, your life, you can walk with God. You're willing to walk with God. You can communicate with God, communion with God, and fellowship with God. Then your life will be blessed by God. Once you read the book of John, have you noticed a lot of words mentioned that life and life? Life. The whole entire book of John talking about life. If you believe in me, then you move you from the judgment to the eternal life. Why Jesus came to this world in John chapter 3, right? He came to this world to save us. It's for our salvation. It's life. What was the entire book of John talking about the life, eternal life? And that's a blessing of God. The way to, when Jesus talked to the Pharisees and the Jewish people, and then you search the scripture because you think that in them you have eternal life. That's what the John chapter 5, when he mentioned that 39 says, you search the scripture because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is this that bear witness of me. But these people, they read the Bible, I'm sure, because these people, they know the scriptures. But there's no salvation in their heart. You are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. Because they don't willing to follow what the Bible says. So they have no eternal life. Why? Because the love of God is not in their heart. That's what they mentioned to you. If you find out the 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 16, 17, and do not love the world. First John chapter 2 verse 15, 16, say, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of God is not in your heart. That means there's no life, because God Himself is not within us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 mentioned that if we are within in Christ, then we are new creature. That means we have a new life. Within Christ. It defined in John chapter 15. John chapter 15 talking about, mentioned about the parable of the vine dresser and a true vine, a vine tree. We are attached with him that we have eternal life. With him, we can do everything. Without him, we cannot do anything. How we can abide in him? We abide in his love. How we can abide in his love? We can abide in the truth. We can abide in the commandment of God. So once we are abiding in the commandment of God, that we are abiding in His love, then the joy is there. So John chapter 15, Jesus mentioned why I'm telling you this parable and these messages. Because I want your life to be full of joy within your life. So John chapter 15 verse 11 says, these things I have spoken to you. 15:11, John said, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be made full. You have a full of life, then naturally you have a joy. Little children, have you heard about them? They say, Mommy, Daddy, I'm bored. You're like, how come your life is always bored? How can I keep on entertaining you then? So when they have a game, then they'll never be bored. Because they are in their own commandments. So the worldly game of love within them. So they abide in the game. So the worldly love in them. And then constantly stimulate them that. Sometimes we think about why we are, the little kids, why there is a sense, life is so dry. Life is so bored. Why? Because there is no substance of joy. That means there is no substance of true love. Because little kids, they don't know, but we are different. Your life and my life is different. Because once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we have a new life. We are in Christ, within His commandments. We can feel the love of God. The life is blessed. Some people saying that if you go to heaven, then it's so bored because you have to always praising God and then forever, then no computer, no internet, and just always praising God. So the heaven is quite bored then, because they don't have the experience of true joy. Only they find out that they're the excitement from the internet. So they cannot understand these dimensions. So they cannot see that. They cannot feel it. But once we experience a true life within Christ, this is a true joy. Because it gives us strength. Jesus said, I overcome the world. John chapter 16:33 says, I spoken to you all this. In me, you may have a peace. In the world, you have a tribulation. But take courage, I have overcome the world. How he can overcome the world? Because he attached with God, his Father. Keep on supplying all this life. True life within him. So he can overcome the world. The Spirit of God encouraged him. Give him strength. So he overcome the world. Peace is so precious. When you touch the sin, at that moment, you can have a pleasure. You can say excitement. Excitement has come from the flesh, but that's not a true joy. That's a flesh excitement. But after you touch it, then all the joy it will be gone. You know now, because out there many people, they're extra fair. Why? They want to entertain themselves physically and flesh-wise. They want themselves like they get some kind of excitement. But once they touch it, their life will turn out to be different world. They lose everything by then. They lose all their joy out of them. You know, if you turn the Psalm chapter 51, after David he commits sin, which is the sin that he committed adultery, and also already he killed the Uriah, the Bathsheba's husband. So he committed adultery, and he already committed murder, which means actually he did it. And then after he lost his peace in his heart because he committed adultery. Maybe at that time he was excited, but after that, no more. The sin coming into his life to control his heart. He lost his true joy. So remember when Nathan, the prophet, came into him to face him because God sent him to challenge him. At that time, he repented. That's why his life was still survived, because God forgave him. At that time, he didn't repent. Then that was it for his life, actually. When he repent, I commit sin against God. And then the Nathan says, God forgive you, sin. So you may still live. God already decided two ways of choice at that time. If he do not repent at that time, if he doesn't repent at that moment, I want to kill him. But if he repent, I still save his life. But at that time, he repent. So he still have a life. So if you have a... life is precious, given life from God. He save us, he let us to be born again, bring us into the Spirit. Our life is precious. So sure that your life is with you always. The joy remain with you. The Spirit of God constantly encourages your heart so that you can experience that Jesus is the way and truth and life to be in your life. Oh, we have to finish. I'm sorry. Let's pray in silence. Do nobody ring the bell. This is not my mistake. Amen.